What is the purpose of NATO in a post-Cold War world? Well, the world's most powerful military alliance is currently considering just that. The former US Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, is leading a group undertaking a rethink of NATO strategy, and she and other members of her team were in Prague on Tuesday, sounding out the Czech position on the future of the alliance. Chris Johnstone reports.
When the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance was created more than 60 years ago for the face-off with the Soviet Union in Europe, one of its architects defined its role as to keep the Russians out, the Germans down, and the Americans in. That pithy definition has clearly been discarded with the end of the Cold War. But NATO currently lacks a concept about where it is and where it is going. The strains between members are currently showing in its involvement in Afghanistan. And the broad question is unanswered about how far it should stray from its core role of protecting members' territory in an age of multiple terrorist threats, concerns about energy and other resources, and fears about mass immigration caused by food shortages and climate change. Former US Secretary of State Madeleine Albright leads a 12-strong expert group whose job is to draw up recommendations about how and where NATO should define its role in the 21st century. She summed up some of the challenges.
The last strategic concept was done in 1999, which was before the new countries were active members of NATO and before 9/11. And so I think that with an alliance that is 60 years old, some of us are slightly older, it requires a kind of rededication, a renewal of vows, so to speak.
One of the new countries is the Czech Republic, which experienced invasion by Soviet bloc armies when, in Moscow's eyes, it stepped out of line in 1968. With relations with Russia one of the core issues for NATO's strategic review, Prague, along with other Central European countries, are looking for pledges that NATO's all-for-one and one-for-all defence concept, based on Article 5 of its founding treaty, is not diluted. Prague-born Madeleine Albright sought to calm fears on that count, even though the shape of relations with Russia still appear far from clear.
We have found that there is no question that an important concept is reassurance, that Article 5 is central to the NATO alliance, and at the same time it is very important to also reset our relations with Russia.
NATO's strategic review also comes at a time of increasing public puzzlement about its mission in far-off places like Afghanistan and eroding support in polls. That, as Group Deputy Chairman Jeroen van der Veer explained, is one issue that needs to be addressed.
Public support for NATO, and of course especially in all the countries where NATO acts, is still very high. For all the international institutions, NATO is still in a good place. But the public support is, in most countries, not as high as it has been.
The group should report back to NATO Secretary-General Anders Fogh Rasmussen by April, with heads of state and government due to decide the new strategy by the end of the year.
That report was by Chris Johnstone.